Bitcoin surged to its highest level in more than 2 years today after it broke past the $50,000 mark.
Bitcoin jumping to 50,000 for the first time in more than 2 years. We all remember, of course, 2022 and that nasty plunge. Lots of questions at that point, Julie, about the asset, the future of the asset. You had crypto fans on TV seeming kind of dazed and confused. But now Bitcoin has been on the move. It has tripled since the start of last year. Of course, you know, listen, it's still...
Yes, yes. Hey, welcome to the Money Flow Trading Society's podcast, Mastering the Trade. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows.
The S&P 500 surging over 5,000 for the first time, largely due to significant increases in a few massive tech names, but are stock market gains set to broaden in 2024? Here with the details is Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer. We've heard this before. We've heard this question before.
Yes.
Welcome to Money Flow Trading Society's podcast. What a week. What a week we've had. What a run we've had. What a bull market. Don't get bearish. I've been saying this for months now. Like a broken record, but it's true. Don't get bearish. The first time we hit the 70 RSI, a lot of people wanted to bail. Stay in the trade. Listen, it'll hit the RSI. It'll pull back a little, maybe a few days or a week, and then it'll run again, and it can keep doing that over and over and over, and the market can move way beyond what you possibly thought it could, and it can go lower than you could possibly imagine. And that is the truth. Some people have to learn this the hard way. Stay bullish. That's where the money's made. Learn the money flow. Use the cycles. Use the stages. Stage one accumulation. This is where we make our money. All right? This is where? By getting the price right. But when we buy a stage one accumulation zone, how do we know it's a stage one? Well, we have an anchor point. Anchor point is the bottom candle, bottom bar. How do we know it's the bottom? Well, the next bar is higher. Now, it doesn't confirm until we have four bars or four candles, whatever you're using on your charts. And what else? Price has got to get above the trigger. The trigger is a money flow trading word inside of our system for price breaking above the five-day exponential moving average. Think of it as a trigger on a gun. That is your entry. That is your possible potential that you have a bottom called a stage one. Right now, we've got Apple on there. We've got Cisco. Dow broke out today. Dow will go to the breakout list. We got Johnson & Johnson. We got Coca-Cola, Walgreens, Tesla, Silver, the SLV. You know I like to trade the triple leverage. We got bonds, the TLT, Hasbro, Cube. This is a storage facilities like public storage. We got some MLPs like ETRN, one of my favorites. We've been in this for a long time. Made a lot of fucking money off that stock. We've got Kellogg's. We've got Kohl's. We've got Lockheed Martin, McDonald's, MPW with the big breakout today. No longer on the stage one. We've got Pfizer, VTR, and Well. VTR and Well. These are assisted living REITs. I haven't talked a lot about them in the last 2 years. Why? Because the fuckers haven't been on sale. And we are building a portfolio to produce profits for the rest of our lives. We're not moving in and out of stocks. That's trading, okay? And we want to separate our trading from our buy and hold dividend portfolios that produce passive cash flow. And over time, we want to grow that, compound it, so that those dividends will pay for the freedom that you seek in life. And along the way, hey, man, let's learn a little bit about some trading.
phase of any market cycle is the accumulation phase. The primary characteristics of this phase are that the market has bottomed out, and early adopters, such as speculative investors spying an opportunity, value investors loving what their indicators are telling them, investing insiders, or just other smart investors, are beginning to slowly buy back in. At this point in time, they often are seen as contrarians in the general investing community, because the general sentiment is still pretty bearish, and understandably so. After all, the accumulation phase only really begins after the market has bottomed out. So
we talked about the stage one and the idea that stage one is where we're going to make our money, in the sense that the money's made at the buy, but we can't lock that in. We can't put it in our checking account. We can't spend it on some bling and bling if the price doesn't hit our targets. Now, inside the money flow trading system, it is both kind of like a short-term scalping system, and it's a trend following system, meaning if the stock or the ETF or the index or the commodity wants to run, let it run. Let it run. We call this a stage three.
So the third phase of any market cycle is the distribution phase, and the primary characteristics of this phase are that sellers begin to dominate. The bullish and possibly even euphoric outlooks of the late markup phase slowly begin to grow more mixed. It's not
stage three is like a stage one, it's just opposite. The high tide, low tide, love and hate, it is the bipolar nature of the stock market. So a stage one, we call an accumulation zone, because price stops dropping, it starts to go sideways, and buyers begin to accumulate shares. A stage three is the opposite, and we refer to this as a distribution zone. This is also sometimes referred to as a supply zone, meaning when there's too much supply, price comes down. When there's not enough supply, price goes up. Stage one is accumulation zone. That's, or what we might call a demand zone. Shares are in demand. And in stage three, distribution, get it? Distribution, you're giving out shares, right? Also called supply. And we want to sell into that. We want to sell into strength, buy weakness. How do we know it's strength? That's where the indicators come in. The money flow trading system uses six indicators. If you go to thepetersreport.com on page 11, 10 or 11, 11, on page 11, guess what? You're going to see six key components of the money flow trading system. Stage three, right now, as of writing this, we had Amazon. Now, you know, I like to play with leverage. And we're in the AMZU. $1 of that buys you $1.50 of Amazon. We got the FBY, that's Facebook, otherwise known as Meta, but the FBY. And then we got, what else we got? Microsoft, MSFU, that's a 1.5. And then we got Meta, we got the S&P. SPY is the one I like to trade. The S&P is hitting on a 72 RSI right now. All right, and then we've got MPLX inside of our MLPs. We're currently holding ETRN, MPLX, and ET, but MPLX is the number one hitter, breaking the RSI into overbought territory. Back to this SPY, and we're going to talk about this a little bit on what PE is, price to earnings ratio.
Bitcoin kicking off the week by jumping to nearly $50,000 as spot ETF inflows accelerate. As of noon Eastern, the flagship cryptocurrency traded around $49,600. Ether climbed nearly 2% to more than $2,500. And Solana traded close to $109. Now, Bitcoin is coming off its best week since the beginning of December, ending up nearly 11% as of Friday.
So we've covered the stage one, what that looks like. Some of the stocks this week for 2/11/24. We talked a little bit about the stage threes. Stage three, we use the RSI indicator relative strength index, but we also look left. The money flow pattern is an organic pattern. As it grows out, it doesn't go linear like you see in the book or in the newsletter. It tends to move. So you'll see the pattern, stage one, stage two, stage three, Then the stage four, it may not come all the way back down. And so you might have a sloping up or sloping down of the pattern. And the pattern is fractal. We talk about this all the time. A fractal can be broken down into smaller and smaller pieces, much in the way that Bitcoin is fractal. So we're stocks. You could buy one share. So is time. You could be on a 1 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute chart. That's the fractal nature of price. And this concept of the fractal nature of price allows anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, anyone with money, a dollar, $10, $20, to be in the same game. As we move into breakouts this week, CART. Hopefully you picked up some CART. Tried to tell everyone around me, Instacart. You don't have to be fucking that smart to know if it's on your phone and people are using it, it might be something to look at to get involved in. You just have to open your eyes and look around. So we've been buying that. We don't buy IPOs. We know that. We could have bought it as an IPO. We didn't because we're smart and we let it crash and then it set up, went below value. We began to buy CART and now we're up like 13%. Delta setting up. That's the favorite airlines, the Money Flow Trading Society. Obviously, there are other airlines. I like Delta. We had Lyft attempting a breakout, came back into the zone, and goes from a breakout back to a stage one. And hopefully, that stage one doesn't turn into a three and then boom, into a stage four. That's what we're hoping. I like Lyft is extremely undervalued. It has moved in to my highest conviction list is Lyft, Hanes Brands, and WBD, which is Warner Brothers, the owners of HBO, among other. Now, side note, before I forget, go look, Warner Brothers, go look, Paramount, go look, Comcast, all of these video content providers have really come down in price because, well, that is kind of a dying business, but it's going to die for a very long time, much like cigarettes and oil. And will probably be around at least until all of the boomers are gone. They also do provide other services. So something to look at there. My favorite is WBD. Again, we want to find correlations and connections. So if you see one stock going down, figure out what sector it's in, what ETF it's in, and see, are the others going down? If they're not, why is this one going down? If they are, then try to find the best in that category, and that's the one you want to own. That's breakouts, man. We've been buying Bristol Myers. Bristol Myers is also set up as a B&B trade, which is the bread and butter we know inside of Money Flow Trading. That concept is super simple. The bread and butter is just a high-quality asset trading at a discount, trading below its 200-day moving average, which is what is a technical indicator that chartists use to perceive chart value. Technically, if you're a technical analyst, any asset that goes below the 200-day is considered to be in a bear market trading below. But what I look for is the money flow pattern or the stage one on a high-quality stock like Hasbro, Campbell's, Gilead. This is the list I'm looking at now. Walgreens. It was Exxon. Exxon's come up. We had Chevron on there. Boom, it hit the target. This is a trading concept, but it's also just a signal or a flag for buy and holders. As you're going to see, the money flow, again, in its fractal nature, anything that you can do can be done multiple ways in different things. So when one person is adding to, say, a dividend stock or a buy and hold position, on a stage one, a trader could enter the same thing as a trade and then use the RSI, previous high, and the fractal pattern to exit the trades per the rules in my book, The Money Flow Trading System. So hopefully you begin to see how all of this connects together. The stage one, the stage two, the breakouts. I don't put stage four on the board. You don't need to. That means the fucker's going down. Let it go down, let it set up, and we'll do. You'll notice on my whiteboard, if you go to page 35 of the PiersReport.com, if you go there, stage one watch list, these are stage fours that are hopefully about to set up on there right now this week, meaning if they hit this week, I'm going to try to get in. Today's Monday, by Friday. Now remember, a stage one, we need four bars. So it may or may not happen this week, but we got Freeport MacMoran. We've got Warner Brothers. I've got the triple leveraged gold ETF called Nugget. Be careful with these triple leveraged. And you could always do the junior miners. With the stage one, if you notice in there, though, some of them, as you go through them, Morningstar, if you go through that stage one list and you get on there, you're going to find some like Coca-Cola, Johnson, J&J, McDonald's, CD. These are trading at fair value. I mean, they're not a discount. Doesn't mean they can't trade at a premium, but currently they're trading at fair value. So a stock like McDonald's historically can run 20, 30% over fair value. And the way you would know that is doing your fucking homework. That would be one way to actually look. And so if you go back and look, you can dig in and see. But a stock like AT&T always trades undervalued. And then a stock like Johnson & Johnson can run overvalued. Or a stock like Blackstone can run overvalued. But a stock like Coca-Cola doesn't run overvalued unless that whole sector, which would be what? The XLP, if that whole sector gets hot, then you will see a lot of them run hot. And then you could get an environment. That typically is only going to happen if growth stocks and regular stocks come down, then you'll start to see money move to these more defensive stocks. That's usually going to happen prior to any correction. You're going to start to see what's called a rotation. And as stocks rotate.
Let me give you a figure that'll blow your mind, I think. I bought my first stock when I was 11 years old. It was the first quarter of 1942. I spent $114.75. Three shares, $114.75. If I put that $114 into the S&P 500 at that time and reinvested the dividends, think of a figure as to what it might be, would be worth today.
Oh, man.
$400,000 today, one person's lifetime. Now, the market's gone down. Many times during that time, people have panicked during that time. Headlines have been terrible. But if you buy it for 10, 20, just keep buying the S&P 500 index and forget about all the other nonsense that's being sold to you.
All right. We're going to end there with Big Daddy Warren breaking it down for us. And did you hear what he said? If he'd have just held that 100, I think it was 114 or $147. Now, granted, he's in his 90s and he bought that when he was 11. It'd be worth over $400,000 today. The reason that is because over time, stocks go up. They go up as much as 71% of the time. They're going to go up the rest of your life with you or without you. So that gives us our edge, man. Our edge is the four stages of price movement, that organic movement. The accumulation phase, stage one. The markup or the uptrend, stage two. The distribution or the topping, which is stage three. And then the markdown or the sell-off, the correction, which is stage four. All we have to do is figure out the direction of the trend, which is the path of least resistance. And we know stocks that are going up tend to keep going up until they stop. And when they stop, they put in that three, and then they go down, and they keep going down until they stop, and they put in the stage one. That's it, man. I appreciate you listening. Anything I can do for you, let me know. And don't forget, man, go to geraldpeters.info, geraldpeters.info, and get that free ebook. You don't have to die broke. And if you want to follow along with
what we're doing in the stock market, go to thepetersreport.com. God bless.